We are here at the 2017 Q's CEO Executive Team Network conference or gathering here in Las Vegas. And look who I ran into, PSCU's very own Andrea Rusnak. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Make sure my mic is on. It's on. Yay. It's been a wacky time here this morning, but hey, we're glad to have you here in the studio lounge. Yeah, thanks. So, well, just kind of kick things off. I know the conference is semi-started.
Yes.
It started last night, but now this morning. And you were commenting about the first speaker that you saw this morning. You want to start out with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the conference kicked off last night. There was a VIP reception that PSU was one of the sponsors for. Yeah. Great opportunity to network with friends.
Local
friends that I only see on the road at conferences.
I know, halfway around the world.
Right, in Vienna. So it's great to be here. But I sat in on the first conference speaker, and it was Eric Equalmen. Mm-hmm. Very interesting guy, very dynamic. If you didn't catch him, he's a tall guy, went to Michigan State, wears the green millennial glasses, really fun guy. Was talking about digital strategy and leadership and what that means. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about social media differently than I've heard it before.
Oh, how so?
One of the takeaways I got from him was social media equals relationships.
Okay, I get that.
Which I liked. Mm-hmm. He said it's about not just your brand, but it's about connecting with your people. Mm-hmm. So he brought it back down to the credit union world of connect with your members. Make that connection. There's a lot of big data out there. You can see what your members are doing.
Right.
But make that connection. So he gave a video and he put it up and it was really funny, and it was a member that was saying, my day is ruined because I don't have wheat thins. Now, who tweets about wheat thins? I certainly don't. Maybe we all tweet about other things.
I'll eat them, but I won't tweet about them.
I'll eat them, but I won't tweet about them. Right? And so the member put it online thinking, okay, well, this is just about my day. Might get retweeted. Somebody will comment. Nope. Wheat thins themselves was watching the tweet.
What?
Brought her a case of wheat thins to her home. She was a nurse. And that's how she started her day. And they said, we wanted you to have a great day. Here are your wheat thins.
Wow.
So she has probably a year's supply of wheat thins. But how that brings it back to the credit union world is, what are your members saying? Mm-hmm. Is someone watching? And are you connecting with those members to bring that back home? Mm-hmm. So are your members saying, hey, I need a loan. Hey, with the hurricane that just happened, I need support. How do I find support? Mm-hmm. It's connecting with them with the right resources and showing them that we're here for you, whether it's on a small level or on a grand scale level.
Ah.
So it was really interesting. He was very dynamic and neat. One of the things he said was that we all are so quick to multitask, but multitask isn't the answer. And you only do things well in 20-minute segments. Mm-hmm. So something I took away for myself and my team is we all go to a lot of meetings, we go to conferences, things like that, but 20-minute segments. And after 20 minutes, take a one-minute break, walk around, get off the phone, just have that connection time with yourself so that you're ready to go for the next thing and really focused on the next thing for the day.
Completely agree with you.
Yeah, so it was really interesting. He gave a lot of good takeaways. I like the fact that he had the audience get up a couple times. We did some high fives, talked to our neighbors. So I really, anytime you can engage on that kind of level, especially at a conference like this, Q's does an awesome job of really doing professional leadership development, and that's why I like to come to these.
Me too.
Is that you get that chance to network with other credit union members that you may not always see that are from across the country.
So what are some of your other goals here? Obviously, the content here is top-notch. What else do you want to achieve here?
So I'm also representing my council. So I sit on the Southern California Nevada Q's Council Board. So I wanted to come and represent our team that can't all be here. But really, it's my opportunity to talk to other credit members and find out what are their challenges, what are their struggles, and how can we help each other? Because it really is, at the end of the day, about collaboration.
Right.
And it's also about storytelling to our members.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get that connection and that messaging across? So those are my takeaways for me.
You know, I have heard so much about collaboration, at least in the second half of this year. And I mean, the last three or four conferences I've been to, it's been collaboration.
Right.
We can't do this alone.
Right.
We have to collaborate to compete, basically.
Right.
And whereas the first part of the year was digitization. But I think the two of those go hand in hand. If you can digitize and then collaborate, man, sky's the limit for us.
I agree, 100%. And I think that it's all about these relationships that we build.
Mm-hmm.
I know I met a woman last year at the Q's conference in Savannah that I hadn't seen in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the Q's Council Officers Workshop and some of the things that we take away. And she said, how's your council doing? I said, actually, we're doing really well. And she goes, what's one of your successes? And I said, well, we found a marketing person that works at a credit union, and they do all of our social media for us.
Mm-hmm.
They love doing it, and that's their focus and expertise. So why not give someone an area of responsibility that's volunteering, that's helping us promote our events?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, we've never done that, and that's probably why we don't get as many members as we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, let's exchange cards. And it's
so
just
cool.
About helping other people, right? I mean, and she had some great ideas on what her council was doing. And I said, let's talk, and let's not wait until we get to the next conference. Let's connect ahead of time.
It's almost easy because this industry is like that, because we share each other. We share the information, what works, what doesn't work. If you go into other industries, like, for example, I used to be in the semiconductor industry where everything is top secret. Nobody wants to say anything. Exactly. You know,
You're under NDA.
Exactly. nobody talks. It's like pulling teeth. But in this industry, it's so refreshing because everyone's so eager to tell their story because we want to keep the movement rolling. So, and this, that's a great example of what we can do here and just keep it. I mean, even it's not a major thing, but it's a significant thing in this instance. So.
And I think that's what this CUES conference is about and what the CUES membership is about. It's connecting with others. It's building relationships and knowing that it's really people helping people, which is right back to the credit union movement as a whole. So it all connects together at the end of the day.
Let's switch gears a little bit here about what's going on in the payments world. Any trends, any issues, any challenges, any successes, anything you want to share from your neck of the woods?
So obviously there's a lot going on. I mean, obviously Equifax is top of mind right now.
Oh boy.
I know, right? 145 million members, big breach.
Is that all?
Right. I'll do a little shout out for PSU because I know Gene Fredrickson is actually doing a webinar today to our membership talking about it and doing a symposium about it. So it's something that we're looking at, right? It's fraud trending rules, but it's being cognizant of, you know, a lot of credit unions sometimes will keep their fraud rules in place for a long time. And when's the last time you reviewed those?
Good point.
Trends and strategies? Is it a certain state, a certain area? I mean, this is the time before there's another unfortunate breach, is to check those strategies, talk to your processor, and make sure that you have the right things for your membership.
Yeah, this is something that'll definitely get that dusty book off the shelf and go, all right, we need to revise.
Policies, procedures, rule writing, time to sit down and have a strategy session. Yeah. So I'd say no time is better than now to do that fraud strategy session.
Very cool. And that said, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here. Wrap-up question. How do you see the rest of 2017 shaping up and then cruising into 2018?
Well, for us, we just ended our fiscal year, which we had a great fiscal year, and we want to thank our members for that. Wow. But I say for this year, I think it's really about telling the story. I've been at a lot of different conferences lately, and it's really about getting your message out, and what is your brand, and what do you stand for? So it kind of goes back to Eric's message this morning, is everything you do shows up somewhere online. So what is your digital footprint? Mm-hmm. And he challenged all of us when we left. He said, go online and Google yourself and find out what is the first word that comes up with your name, right?
I'm scared.
Right? Credit unions are going to have to do that and see, what are your members saying? Yeah. Because if they're not saying what you want them to be saying, it's time to go back to the shop. It's time to look at marketing and messaging and make sure that your brand really represents you. So I think for me, that's something I'm looking at as I'm a very big social media person, but I also know with our company, it's looking at what are we doing to make sure we're telling the right story.
Good stuff. Great message to end on. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.